The following is a short story that was sent to me about a week ago, and I wanted to share it with you all before the next full episode, as it's something that I've actually been talking to some friends about, this specific topic. And so I thought, perfect timing. It's a good one. It's creepy, and excited to share it with you now. This is The Haunted Earth, Another. I'll be telling this story from the point of view of Carrie, who submitted this story. A few years ago, I was at my friend Aaron's house, and we were getting ready to go out and celebrate our friend's birthday party. I have to paint the scene. We were in Aaron's basement, where her room was, and Aaron's room was in the far corner of the house, of the basement. And in the basement, they had a grand room that had a pool table in it, couches, fireplace, big screen TV, just a really cool place to hang out and chill. So I went out, sat on the couch, and pulled out my phone and was just snapping a bunch of friends, saying how excited we were and where we were going to meet. Well, Erin came out of her room and said she thought she heard the doorbell, and she was running up to see who it was. I kind of shrugged it off because I didn't hear anything, but oh well. So I was just sitting there on the couch, hanging out, playing on my phone, and I thought I heard Erin call me upstairs. So I got off the couch and started turning off the lights. So I walked back over to Erin's room, turned off the light, turned off the light of the great room, but left the lights on that were just above the mantle of the fireplace. And then as you walk towards the stairs, there was a hallway that had three doors in it, one to a bathroom, one to another bedroom, and another one to the laundry room. And as I walked past that hallway, just out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw what looked like my reflection. And I stopped and turned the light back on, looked down at the end of the hallway, and I didn't see anything. So I turned the light back off, couldn't see anything. Turned it back on, didn't notice anything at the end of the hall, which was really, really strange, because I knew I had seen something. So I started to get a little creeped out. And so I kind of picked my step up and ran towards the stairs. And right before the stairs is her dad's study. And inside of it is, you know, computers and a big desk, and it's full of books. And the door was open. And as I turned and looked, I saw something there too. It looked like my reflection, running as I did. My reflection up against the back wall. And I thought that was so strange. Why would they have a mirror in the study? And so I think I must have cleared their stairs in about 5 or 6 leaps. And then as I got up to the top of the stairs, kind of out of breath, I called out for Erin, and she was at the front door with somebody. And I just kind of walked up and tapped her on the shoulder. I'm like, I'm sorry, did you call me? And she said, no, I didn't. And as I kind of backed away, I could feel my skin crawling and the hair standing up on my arms. And Erin closed the door and turned around. And I asked her, I said, when did you put a mirror in your dad's study? Is it something you're going to be hanging on a door or something? And she looked at me and said, Carrie, we don't have any mirrors downstairs other than the bedroom. I told Erin what I had seen, and she just laughed it off and said I was being stupid, that I spent too much of my time watching scary movies and reading scary stories and that. And I told her in all seriousness that I had seen something. And she just laughed it off, but I could tell deep down something about it bothered her. Maybe because it was, you know, something that happened in her house. So she told me to forget it. And so we went out with our friends and had a fun night and didn't really think about it anymore. A couple weeks later, I stopped by Erin's house to pick her up. I honked the horn a couple of times and front door opened and Erin came kind of sauntering out. Usually she would come out and, you know, skipping almost. She was excited to go out and do something, but something was different today. She opened the passenger door and kind of sunk into the passenger seat. And I asked her if she was okay, and she said she's fine. I asked her if something had happened, and she said that nothing really happened, but she just wasn't feeling herself. And so we started going, and I had some music playing, and she kind of reached over and turned the dial so the music went off. And she looked at me and said, Carrie, what did you see in my basement that night? And I could tell where she was going with this, so I pulled over and stopped. And I told her, look, I totally saw what I thought was myself in a mirror in your dad's study. And I saw something at the end of your hallway. And she looked at me in all soberness and all seriousness. And she kind of put her hand out and put it on top of my arm. And I could see the goosebumps on her arm. And she said, Carrie, last night as I was walking to my room, I saw myself standing at the end of the hallway. And that's pretty much where the story ended. And so I responded back to Carrie and I said, holy crap, this is like one of the scariest things I've ever read. And I asked how her friend Erin was doing, and she responded and said, Erin has a hard time being in her basement now. She has a hard time going down there. She won't go down there by herself. She takes the dog with her every time she goes down there and has a hard time sleeping down there. And I can't blame her, because something I saw down there scared me too. And after I read Carrie's emails, it got me thinking, you know, I was actually talking to my friend about, you know, doppelgangers and that. And I've never heard the retelling of somebody having actually seen one Was it a doppelganger that Carrie and Aaron saw? I don't know. Was it actually a doppelganger, or was it something different? Whatever the hell it was, I hope I never see one.